Chris Ramey Show on a Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. Happy to be with you today. We're going to talk some golf in just a moment with our guy Rick Gaiman from rickrungood.com. rickrungood.com is where you go to get ready for, that's right, the John Deere this weekend, but also the British Open as DraftKings pricing is out. We'll talk a lot of golf, and we've got to get to the match with Bryson and Aaron Rodgers and Phil and Tom Brady. That was yesterday, I think, for a lot of people. It was on, so it was entertainment. Bryson DeChambeau has got to be the biggest dork in sports, like far and away, even though he hits the golf ball 400 yards. I don't know how he continues to turn himself into a bigger and bigger dork. That might be a good draft. Biggest sports dorks. Might have to do that over the next day or two. And Tom Brady with just an all-time line calling him just a scientist, which is just a great Brady-esque insult. So shout out to Tom Brady. And I guess shout out to Bryson and Aaron Rodgers for winning the thing. Aaron Rodgers was like openly disgusted with just Bryson's, I guess, dorkiness. Come on, Rodgers, Brady, Mickelson, three just real cool dudes. I think like the three of them were making plans afterwards to go again dinner, and Bryson's like, hey, where are we going, guys? Sizzler, my treat. Come on, Bryson. Get it together. We broadcast from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. Ophthalmology Associates on the web at youreyedoc.com. We'll tell you about them coming up in just a bit, but you can head to youreyedoc.com and learn about what Ophthalmology Associates can do for you, what they can do for your eyes, youreyedoc.com, 314-966-5000. The doctors are at Ophthalmology Associates, and please, 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 please do me a favor. Don't be a Bryson. Do me a favor and tell them you heard about them on the Chris Ramey Show on Scoops with Danny Mac.
All right, Rick Gaiman joins us, a little golf talk on the Chris Ramey Show. Rick, my first question, the match was on Tuesday. We taped this on a Tuesday night. How does Bryson DeChambeau continue to defy the odds and become more like a good-looking, young, rich, professional athlete becomes more and more of a loser every time we watch him on television?
You know, he's just so, he's amazing professionally, but socially he is so incredibly awkward.
He's like a less self-aware Michael Scott, if that's possible.
Yeah, he's very, he is not self-aware at all. That's a great way to put it. It's you know, once out of every 15, he's got a nice little quip, but 14 fall flat, I think.
He tries so hard. Do you think he's trying to, and maybe I'm just completely overanalyzing this, and again, far be it for me to criticize one of the greatest athletes on the planet who is doing things in the game that we have never seen before, but like, just like chill out, dude, like be cool, man. Like he's your buddy who, when you're out like at a bar, you know, having drinks, it's like 1 p.m. and like, he's like, hey guys, watch this. And he like sends a round of shots to like a table of girls having lunch. It's just like, he's cringeworthy, man.
He, luckily for him, his career is not dependent on social skills or all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like go out there, play golf. I guess it doesn't really matter if people like you or not.
You know, it's interesting though, man, because like so much of this kind of thing, like this match, right? And the allure of seeing guys in golf and seeing settings in golf that maybe we don't usually see, I think will continue to be really enticing to the tour, to players, to broadcast entities as we move forward. And, you know, we've seen Tiger, we've seen Phil. I wonder, like, in the next wave, obviously Ricky has been there, and there are some young guys with a lot of personality. We've seen Koepka and Bryson obviously engage. But I guess my question to you is, how important is the personality of the game over the course of the next decade as the viewing experience, I guess marketing and partnership experience and relationships that the tour has with his fans? How important will all of this be as the PGA Tour moves forward?
I think it's incredibly important if you want to make a lot of money. Now, it hasn't stopped Bryson from getting a bunch of sponsors or anything like that. But I think what you're going to continue to see is, and for a long time now, guys make way more off the course than they do on the course. And, you know, how you handle situations like this, how marketable you are, that's really your main income. So it's one thing to do it on the course, but I do think that there's going to be a lot of these guys coming out of college who are going to want to brand themselves one way or another for the betterment of their careers.
Dude, if I'm Bryson's team, like if I'm his agent or his manager, I'm calling Patrick and Justine Reed. And I'm like, can Bryson go to asshole camp this offseason? Like, I want
turn
Bryson into total heel turn.
The thing with Reed is he embraces it, and he's unapologetic, and he doesn't care. I feel like Bryson is still at the point where
his wife seems to embrace it with like the social media thing, like, you know, wink, wink, but. Like,
The fact that they've embraced it's actually good for the brand. Bryson should just embrace and be the heel for sure.
Yeah. Rick Gaiman is with us as we talk a little golf. RickRungood.com is the website, RickRungood.com. Who would be, you can see any two, we'll say any four guys. They're going to play a two ball. Mic'd up everything. You're getting to watch everything. Actually, you can be inside the ropes. We'll keep it to players right now, though. Who do you want to see 2v2, and would the teams be?
Brooks and Bryson would be on the same team. Put them on the same team. It would be disaster.
Line, we would see two separate helicopters or one helicopter.
No, they have to do everything the same. They have to like sleep in the same room. They have to they have to do everything the same. I feel like that's
the
biggest chance of fireworks.
Like where you know Farrell and John C. Reilly, maybe they're becoming best friends walking down the 18th fairway.
Well, it might be trial by fire. I wouldn't mind that. And then I would like to see, just from a golf perspective, if you put those two against like Rahm and Rory, would be pure firepower.
That'd be pretty good.
I'd get down with that.
I think the coolest thing about like watching these 2v2s is not necessarily who the actual pairings are or the chirping with the microphones, because you know, these guys still, and I give Bryson grief, but at least he's trying to bring personality to some of this, right? Like, he's really, really trying, and I think you can tell that he cares.
I think the cool thing
is seeing, like, how much these guys actually care once the ball's in the air.
I think the most impressive thing is Phil Mickelson, and I know he's a professional, and he should be able to do this, but will literally describe what he's trying to do and then do it basically every single time. Like, think about how often you go out on the golf course and you think about what you're trying to do, and you maybe you do it 1 out of 10 times, maybe you do it 1 out of 20 times. It's just, it's so impressive what he is able to tell us he's going to do and then actually pull it off.
We're so proud to be broadcasting from the Ophthalmology Associates studios. Dr. Greg Birdie, Dr. Ranjan Malhotra, Dr. Robert Brasati, and Dr. Andrew Royer are the absolute best in the business. I need you to set up an appointment to go in and see the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates and tell them that Chris Raby sent you. Your eyes are too important to not get the very best care possible. And that's where the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates come in. I was talking to a buddy last week, and he made some comment that he wasn't a candidate for LASIK because of this or that. And then we both realized, and he realized, that he doesn't really know that. He just heard that years and years ago. Trust the best. Don't rely on secondhand information anymore. Go to the best. Go to the doctors that doctors go to when they need their eyes checked out. Go to the doctors at Ophthalmology Associates. YourEyeDoc.com or 314-966-5000. Please tell them that you heard about them on the Chris Raby Show on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Well, I think the average, you know, weekend guy like you or me realizes that for probably 95% of what I do, maybe more, I don't even have a plan. I'm not even able to figure out how to figure out what I want to try to do.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I just want to hit this closer and I'm going to try this, but like I'm never thinking where is it going to land, how is it going to release when it's on the green, all of these things that the top level guys, or at least even you know, top level amateurs are.
Man, it would be nice to have a plan every once in a while. You should have a plan as you set your DFS lineups this weekend and as you get ready for the British. That's why you got to head to rickrungood.com. That's the website where you go and get a plan. Get organized. Let's talk about the John Deere Classic, Rick, and leading up to the British. An interesting field in terms of perhaps, as we've talked about, some opportunities to find soft spots in the market. There will be some guys, as always, with opportunity to get into the British field on the line. How do you approach a week like this? And we always talk about the guy you've got to have when there's a field without big names. Is there a guy you have to have, or do you go about building a card in a different way, Rick?
There's certainly guys that I have to have, but it is just a little jarring when you're paying essentially, you know, $2,000 more for every single one of these names that you normally pay for. So you just kind of have to readjust and reassess, kind of change your perspective a little bit. I mean, someone like a Kevin Streelman, to me, he's $9,700 on DraftKings. There's a handful of guys more expensive than him. I find him to be pretty intriguing. I believe he has legitimate winning upside. We have seen him do that in much more difficult fields over the course of his career. He's starting to putt a lot better, which is great for him because he's been generally sour for most of his career. And he came off a missed cut where he only missed the cut by a shot, which I don't really care about. But the four starts before that have all been top 20. So I think he's someone that is sneaky live to win this golf tournament.
Rick Gammon is with us, rickrungood.com. Give me another guy or two that you believe in a field like this has legitimate win, or at least be in the mix on Sunday. Capability.
Yeah, I think it's a very short list, but the one that I think is mispriced the most is probably Kramer Hickok, 7,700. And I mean, he's probably like 66 to 1 or 70 to 1, depending on where you're looking. He is, I was impressed not only with the fact that he went 8 holes with Harris English in a playoff 2 weeks ago, but that could have very easily been a draining experience. The fact that he even made the cut last week in Detroit on a course that probably doesn't fit him that well, I thought was impressive. So now he goes to a place that is a much better fit. We know he's trending in the right direction. We know he's kind of knocking on the door a little bit. I think he's one of the few guys further down the list that actually has win equity.
Rick, one of the things that I do is I scan the cheat sheet looking for guys as I get a little bit lower, who maybe last year at this time from a DraftKings pricing perspective would have been much higher. And we talk about guys and the runs that they go on from a perception standpoint where, you know, maybe you can get a little bit of value because of how the public views them. What do you make of Doc Redman? And in these kind of events last year at this time, he was up as high as what, maybe 9,000 at some events. What do you make of not just the year that he's had to this point, but maybe some of his upside this week and how you feel the public views him?
Yeah, this is a disappointing one. The year's been bad. He'll be the first to tell you that. I had him on my podcast before the year started, and we kind of laid out some of his goals. And I mean, he hasn't accomplished his goals. That's the short of it. I think we are starting very, very slowly to see him turn the corner. It's taking a while. It's like turning a battleship right now. But he had a ninth place finish at the Byron Nelson. He had a stretch of 5 consecutive cuts made where he had a runner-up finish in there as well. He missed the cut at the Rocket Mortgage, but I don't think that's a great spot for him. A great spot for him is really narrow fairways where you are rewarded for hitting the fairway and you are rewarded for ball striking. And I don't necessarily think that Detroit Golf Club was a good spot for him. I think this is a little bit better. I don't think it's great, but when you start to get to like Wyndham, I think that'll be a pretty good spot for him. Sedgefield. I think we're getting in the right direction. I just think it's taken a while for Doc.
So give me the metric or the one statistic that you are leaning on from an optimization standpoint this week. If folks are going to go and start to not only build their lineups, but maybe, build how they want to spit some numbers out, or what are we looking at from maybe a bad luck perspective, the showdown cheat sheet over the course of the weekend? What's going to be most important in your eyes, Rick?
Yeah, so when I ran, you know, the course key stats model, there is one stat that kind of stands alone, and you have to kind of interpret it whatever way you want. The fact of the matter is, the stat that is most closely aligned with success at TPC Deer Run is driving accuracy. Now, these are easy fairways to hit, so everyone's going to hit them, but accurate drivers are usually good putters. They're usually guys that can hit their irons or wedges well. And also with the elevation changes that you have on this course, believe it or not, if you hit the ball far, that can sometimes be difficult, because if you're just 5% off, 10% off, that's actually more physical yards that you are off on the shot that you are trying to hit. So it's kind of a weird dynamic. But some of these kind of more accurate drivers of the golf ball have had really, really good success over the years.
Rick Gaiman, rickrungood.com, rickrungood.com. That's where you go to get set up for the John Deere. We'll talk more Open Championship, Rick, next week as we get ready. But when you have an event, a major, and pricing comes out early, soft pricing is what we talked about when it came to the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. What do you make just initially of the British, and are there any markets that you're keeping an eye on? Certainly not that, you know, any guys at the top of the betting card or the DraftKings card are going to be in the mix in Silvis, Illinois, but what are you keeping an eye on over the next couple of days, if anything, a week out from the British?
Yeah, so the pricing continues to be soft. I mean, that's what DraftKings is going to do for major championships. They're going to allow you to make a bunch of lineups with a bunch of names that you know and are familiar with. You know, someone like a Patrick Cantlay, who's $8,900 on DraftKings, is kind of shocking. He just won a couple of starts ago. He's been absolutely phenomenal outside of that five event stretch where he forgot how to putt. But when you look at kind of the betting markets, you know, there's nothing going on here in the States, but a lot of these guys have gone over to get ready for next week by playing the Scottish Open. And you have to think that if one of the bigger names, Rahm is there, Xander, Morikawa, Rory, Justin Thomas, if one of those guys wins the Scottish Open, you have to imagine that it's going to impact their Open Championship number. So if you are interested in any of the names that I just mentioned potentially for the Open Championship, you might want to bet it now. There's probably not a scenario in which that number gets longer and you're missing out on it, but if they win, it's certainly going to shorten the number, so you have to be careful.
I love that the cheat sheet is up already at rickrungood.com for the Open next week. And man, Rick, I'm a sucker for him anyway, but my eyes just locked in, and we're looking and really, really fluttering at Mark Leishman. I got to tell you, really, I don't know why, because he's been good to me about twice, and every other time he just Mark Leishman's. But yep. I've got some early Mark Leishman feelings.
You can probably get a really good number on it too.
so you're saying there's not much of a chance.
I did not expect that to be the name that you said.
Yeah, I've got a couple of guys that I'm just suckers for. My trio is probably Leishman, Hideki, and Reed, which would be about the weirdest group of three dudes to hit a town together. That's like kind of like the crew from the original Hangover movie.
If you put them all together, they'd make one hell of a player. I'll tell you that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we came here to drink beers and make putts, and we're all bad putters.
Yeah.
Not Patrick Reed.
Reed would save you with the flat stick.
In a three-man scramble, you'd be taking his putts. But we'll talk British next week, but head on over to rickrungood.com and check out all of the info to get y'all set for this week and then next week. Rick, appreciate it, man. Have a wonderful weekend. You know, maybe we'll just spend the next couple of days rewatching the match, and I'll think about pranks I can pull on my pals the next time around the golf course.
Love it. Thanks, Chris.
Later, buddy. Huge thanks to Rick Gaiman as we broke down dorks, mostly Bryson DeChambeau. We'll be back tomorrow. Going to get into some baseball for the next couple of days. Don't forget that if you missed the Charlie Tilson interview from last week, former Cardinal farmhand who was out of baseball for over a year, was coaching at Northwestern University, is back in affiliated ball, AAA with the Philadelphia Phillies. It's a wild story. Check that out. Also, Will Leach, Drew Silva joined me. We had a draft yesterday, a two-day Tuesday dual-day draft day. Check that out. It's all at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We will talk to you tomorrow as we broadcast again from the Ophthalmology Associates Studios. This has been the Chris Raby Show, and I'm Chris Raby. Don't be a dork. Be nice to each other, and as always, peace.